to download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Patty Vasquez takes over at 11. I'm very excited for our new segment here on the download. One of the best live lit stage shows in Chicago is called Right Club. We had Ian Belknap and Lindsay Moscato on the show last month. The show, which pits two writers against each other, arguing lofty thoughts like here versus there, or how about might versus right, or zombies versus vampires, which I think is probably the best one. They put two writers on stage and they write it out. This idea has been exported to different cities like Atlanta, San Francisco, Los Angeles. And, you know, we got to talking about what would stop us from exporting it to a different medium. From the stage to the radio. That's
Do we have to pronounce it radio?
It's a pretentious way to say radio. I'm trying to be artistic.
I'm all in, man.
Ian Belknap and Lindsay Moscato are back tonight with two writers who will write to the death. And we, Download Nation, we are the judge. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Ian and Lindsay, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having us.
See you guys. We kind of, you know, like after we talked, we did New Year's resolutions about a month ago. We said, you know what? How hard would it be to get Right Club on the radio? And the answer is not that hard. It took about a month.
We just had to get some writers and drag them in here.
So let's talk about it. So did I sum it up correctly? For the elevator pitch for Right Club to the WGN.
One thing that a common misapprehension about Right Club is that you're going to a show where you'll see people writing. And that's not what it is.
That would be boring.
They would have written their piece in advance.
I see.
They will read it to you then.
Right.
Then you make the call on
the... I thought it was like 3 minutes of just people furiously writing.
No, no.
And whoever finishes first with the best penmanship...
No.
We've spared you that.
Okay, yeah. Good. So yeah. It's you're right. So the
material is prepared in advance.
It is prepared in advance, and they read it to the audience.
That's right.
And then the audience will pick the winner.
That's
like
right.
If it was right versus might, one writer will take on right, the other will take on might.
That's correct.
Okay, so what's the difference between what we would see on stage show? If you saw Right Club at the Hideout at some point, what's the difference in what we're going to get from Right Club
radio?
Well,
if you come to the live show... You get the sexy picture of a writer, which, come on.
Great. Yeah,
that's
no,
like,
that's a, I'm
that,
sorry.
That conjures that. For everyone listening. That's like, oh, yeah.
You would probably also have a drink in your hand, but you can do that at home.
Okay,
that's right.
So pretty much all the stuff on the peripheral, the game is still the same.
The game is the same, except we have shortened our time limit. In the live show, you have 7 minutes. Which on the radio we kind of concluded would be an eternity. So
it's
we
like,
have cut it down
to
4.
You're getting into Garrison Keillor territory at 7 minutes.
Exactly right.
We've given these jokers 4 minutes. Exactly.
Okay, 4 minutes.
Four.
Right. And so and the guests that we will bring to you are going to be some of the favorite friends that we have from the live show.
Okay.
Starting next month. Today.
No. We're right here.
No. Oh, sorry. No, but so some of our greatest allies, some of our greatest champions are going to be battling it out for you and your listeners.
All right. Let's talk about the premiere episode. That's tonight, which is coming up. We'll take a quick break and then we'll get to it. But tell us who's going to be performing and what is the topic?
Yep. Our topics?
Rise versus fall.
That's right.
Rise versus fall. So one writer will take on rise, the other will take on fall.
That's right.
Okay.
So, and just so your listeners know, we don't require anything of our writers. We just give them that one word prompt, and then they do whatever they will with it.
All right.
It could be a personal essay. It could be a personal narrative. It could be fiction. It could be, God help us, poetry. it's not poetry, right, guys?
No.
Good.
No.
Okay.
No.
So okay. Listeners, stay tuned. No poetry.
No poetry.
And our only requirement is that they stick to their time limit.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
And they are competing for the loving cup of deathless in the live show.
Oh, good.
It's a word we cannot say, glory.
But you have a trophy here. Good, because I was worried. We had nothing to give them.
That's right.
For comparison, tell them about how tall that trophy is.
It's so if you went to a Starbucks and ordered a tall coffee, Mm-hmm. That would be about an inch and a half taller than this.
Okay, great. That's perfect.
But since it's deathless glory, it doesn't need to be large.
No, it's not. Right?
It doesn't need to be ostentatious.
It's about the heart.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly so.
Ian Belknap, Lindsay Muscato, the people behind Right Club, which is the last Tuesday of every month.
Third Tuesday every month
at the Hideout, which is coming up.
So it's this coming Tuesday.
We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to hear from Josh and Corbett.
Yep.
Those are the two writers taking on Rise and Fall.
Yep.
And 312-981-7200 is the number. We want calls and we want texts. And really, you're going to vote for one or the other.
That's the idea.
All right. Yep. Stay with
us. There are
no ties. No ties on Right Club Radio. Beats by Zim, giving us a little fight music. Reminds me of like growing up in the right outside the Zaire parking lot.
Zaire.
That kind of vibe. It's the kind of music you would play before
we'd like to make Zaire your store.
Yeah, a Zaire parking lot fight. All right, Ian Belknap, we are here. It's Right Club Radio. We are having our first inaugural Right Club Radio here on the download. The Right Club is always at the Hideout third Tuesday of every month. Where it pits two writers against each other with one lofty idea. Ian, what's the idea again?
We have Rise versus Fall this evening. And our inaugural readers are going to be Corbett Pasco and Josh Zagorin.
Okay.
And tell the people who has what subject.
I'm Corbett Pasco, and I have Fall.
I'm Josh Zagorin, and I have Rise.
Okay.
All right, so 312-981-7200. So when they both read and we're done, you're going to be the judge at home. 312-981-7200. I want a nice mix of text to say yes for Rise, yet no. And I also want people to call in and give us more of the show your math kind of why.
Right. And they're both quite tough. So if you want to really lay into them,
you can.
It's totally fine.
I also want
totally
yes fine. For Rise, just to put that out there. Would love that. That'd be awesome. Thank
Don't
you.
Don't give him what he wants.
All right.
It's not your words
necessary.
All right.
So. As we do in the live show, we have to determine our order of combatants, which is, of course, by rock, paper, scissors.
Ooh, rock,
it's
paper,
scissors.
It's the only way to decide anything.
So the protocol, as you will recall, as battle-tested veterans, is 1, 2, 3, blam. Okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, blam.
Oh!
Snip.
Meow!
That is Josh Zagorin with scissors. Beating Corbett Pasco's paper.
Does he get to choose if he defers?
He gets to choose whether he wishes to go first or second.
What do you think, Josh?
I'm going to go second.
Of course you are. Right.
This is like the Super Bowl.
It's just like the Super Bowl.
It is.
It is.
It's just as expensive.
Right,
too.
That's right.
Yep.
And so advertisements will cost $88 million a minute.
Yep.
All right.
Corbett Pasco, you will be going first.
I will.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, we have 4 minutes on the clock.
4 minutes on the clock. There's the clock.
Here we go. Oh, God.
Wait, what?
That's agony.
I'm glad everybody else heard that.
We want to play that all the way through the rest of the show.
All right, we go.
Corbett Pasco in 3, 2, 1, begin.
Martin Shkreli smooths his hair in the mirror. I would say he straightens his tie, but he doesn't wear one of those because he finds them a needless accessory, like collar stays or human decency. You'll recall that this human crash of a water truck and vinegar truck raised the price of Daraprim by 5,000%, restricting its access to vulnerable people like pregnant women and AIDS patients who need it to fight parasitic infection. So, this smirktacular dirtbag checks his extremely punchable face in the mirror before he heads to give his testimony before the House Committee on Oversight. He wants to make sure his condescending look perfectly articulates the message of, "This is your fault, politicians, and I am rich." It does. He is satisfied. Before leaving to do nothing but sit at a hearing and look like a PETA member at a barbecue, he drafts his tweet to Kanye West, offering to buy his forthcoming album outright for $10 million. He makes sure Yeezy knows he's serious about this offer and that he is required to take it to the board of directors before releasing the album to the public. The testimony is a smashing success, and his assortment of smug expressions are instant gifts and memes used by people worldwide who run to greet their friends and lovers in the most hideous way possible. He opens the door to the stairwell, wanting to avoid the paparazzi and other humans, wanting answers for his seemingly cartoon villainy. Humans. A disgusting lot, he thinks. He checks his phone to see if Yeezus has returned his Twitter offer yet. In doing so, he misses the first step of the concrete stairs. Shkreli falls, spectacularly. He tumbles down the entire flight of stairs face first in a glorious header that will be played in endless loops on YouTube, ideally in slow motion. The staircase seems to expand each time his flesh smacks against the cold step to the sound of crunching cheekbones. The rise of the stairs, not as smooth as the step, tears his face open with each tumble, drawing fresh blood and leaving bits of grainy concrete in his flesh. His fall is epic, and it is long, and it renders him unable to walk for several months. He breaks all of his orbital bones, so both of his eyeballs sink into his cheeks, which are really just exposed muscle now. And there is a little skin left surrounding the smirk that once bestowed its horrid greenish light unto the world. It is now a sunken and toothless maw. He is unrecognizable. He is broken and glistening with blood and tears. It is hours before anyone comes to help him. The wounds leave his body extremely vulnerable to parasitic infection. The hospital he is taken to does not have access to Daraprim and cannot administer it to him in a timely manner. He must wait. Yes, I could go on about how one never rises into love because a state so gracious as love has to knock you down a peg or seven, and that's as it should be. I could talk about how fall is always the necessary predecessor to rise, or there would be no sobriety or recovery or reform, and we would live with our own demons on this earth forever. I could mention that if you hear, "I've fallen," in a public place, you have the urge to help, and if you hear, "I have risen," in a public place, you have the urge to run, because it's either the crazy preacher dude outside of Old Navy, or it's actually the devil, and you should leave. I could talk about the glorious season of fall, or how falling to one's knees in prayer or ecstasy as a gift, but Zagorin is over there trying to Dumbledore his way into being like a phoenix or something, and it's just freaking me out. So just picture that. Martin Shkreli, human experiment gone wrong, falling headfirst down a flight of ever-expanding stairs, the surface of which is covered with rusty saw blades and syphilis forever. Or picture Roosh V, the leader of the Return of the Kings movement and pickup artist who believes that rape should be legal on private property, falling into a bottomless pit of diseased dog mouth and lemon juice for all eternity. That fall is enough to make the entire concept worth celebrating. It's enough to make you fall in love with it.
Woo! There you go. That was fall. All right. All right. Fall.
That was pretty definitive.
All right. That was great. Corbett Pascoe with fall.
As falls go.
I mean, right. Yeah.
Everybody, I want, if you take nothing from tonight, GN listeners, saw blades and syphilis.
Just saw blades and syphilis. All right. All right. So let's keep going. Let's keep going. So we can get
my next band.
So.
All right. Right Club Radio.
Retain every aspect of what you just heard and clear your mind entirely. Do so now.
All right.
Josh Zagorin, are you ready?
I am.
Can we have 4 minutes on the clock, please?
4 minutes,
yep. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Say there, are you tired of being low? The world got you down? You say you're paying less and you're on the ground floor, but you got ants? Well, step right up, sad pants, and see the greatest concept in the history of human direction. It's better than forward. It's better than backward. It's better than left. And so right, it's right. No longer will you lay down, keep it down, and hold down the fort. No! You'll be up and at 'em, up, up, and away. Look up in the air with the birds, planes, and Superman. They're there. They're right up there. Don't you want to hang out with them? They're great. And there's no ants in the sky. But how, you ask, does one in fact get up there? Jumping? That's for children. Flying? Who told you you could fly? They're lying to you. The only way up is slow, simple, and majestic. And people, it's okay to be majestic. Just ask Cher. All you gotta do is to do it is rise. Stop looking down on yourself and get that chin ascending. You're worth it, and it's better for you. Just ask Doe. What's Doe do? It lays there. And if you let it lay there, it'll stay dumb and doughy until it's hard and useless. But get it rising, and soon it'll be delicious. Biscuits, muffins, cookies. You too can be a sweet, delicious treat, because you're better than Doe. You're the bread, baby! Now, some people are going to tell you that it's better to fall. Fail gloriously, they'll say. Because how else can we pick ourselves back up if we don't fall down? How can we succeed if we don't fail? Fall, fail. We're all human, and success isn't everything. But then what are stairs for? Why, we invented stairs! Who would make stairs when it was really just okay to fall down? Have you ever taken the stairs? It's hard. Falling, it's easy. Anyone can do it anywhere. Just point yourself down and move. But rising? That takes progress, distension, aggrandizing, and breakthroughs. Falling's for babies. You see them do it all the time. It's like they love it. Babies take an eternity to figure out how to take steps. And when they do, they give up on falling forever, because stepping is the only way to rise. Why, we like rising so much, we even made stepping up easier. We have escalators now. Rising stairs. And even when one of those escalators break down, they're still stairs. So you're still going to get where you're going. So don't let them tell you it's better to fall and get back up, because getting up is where you were going in the first place. Why waste time? Stay risen. Keep rising. And someday, you might even get to the top. And that's where it's at, baby. It's the summit, the peak, the pinnacle, the acme, zenith, and prime. And don't those all sound like fabulous places to be? Falling just gets you down, but rising gets you high. Why keep falling until you hit rock bottom when you could be rising and shining? Cream rises to the top. Balloons rise over a party. And when is the last time you congratulated somebody on falling to the occasion? Never. That's when. What if Jesse Jackson asked us to never give up, never surrender, and fall against the odds? What if Gandhi said, we may stumble and fall, but shall fall again? Did Maya Angelou fall after being written down in history with bitter lines and trod in the very dirt? Are we to be healthy, wealthy, and wise by early falling? Everyone knows you gotta get up to get down. And how else are you gonna drop truth bombs if you don't rise above the lies? So step right up, Sadie McGee. Get the corners of your mouth in a northerly direction. Move up, saddle up, and pony up, because you need to get a rise out of you. Or else you'll just fall asleep forever.
Woo!
All right.
There you go. How about that?
So we leave it to
Josh
you.
Josh Zagorin, that was great. All right, so let's. So we heard from Josh. We heard from Corbett. Rise and fall. 312-981-7200. Text us right now or call in 312-981-7200. Which do you like better, rise first fall?
Yeah, let's also remind people.
Hold on one second here.
Is who? So say your. Why don't you guys say your topics again?
Yes. Okay. Corbett Pasco, fall.
This is Josh Zagorin for Rise.
There you go. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back after the news and we will start to tally. Does that sound good? Rise and fall, Right Club Radio. Come on, it's great. It is a download here on WGN Radio. I am Justin Kaufman, and tonight we are launching.
We're on the launch pad right now.
Right Club Radio is what we're doing here Friday night, 9 o'clock. It's our inaugural voyage.
Gadlin.
Steve Gadlin has dropped his...
Gadlin just dropped everything.
Everything.
He's getting ready for...
Right off the bat, too. Didn't even have 10 seconds.
He's excited. He's excited because he's up at 10 o'clock.
Probably even have a pocket full of marbles.
So,
why did I bring all these marbles? 312-981-7200.
We've got a lot of texts. I'm going to read through them here. But it was Rise and Fall, and tonight we heard from Josh Zagorin, who did Rise, and Corbett Pasco, who did Fall. We heard them right before the break, and now we're asking you to be the judge. Let's go to the phones, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the show. You are our first caller on Right Club Radio, so congratulations to that.
Well played, Kathy.
Truly honored. Yeah. I'm voting for Fall because I like the way she structured the character so that the things that made him haughty and superior – after he fell down the steps, it couldn't help him. So I like the irony that she worked into that. And I also like the way she read it.
That's great. Kathy? I'm going to keep you on
hold.
That's
a thoughtful critique.
See what Kathy really wants off the prize sheet, because that was kind of the best thing we could ever ask for Right Club Radio.
There's a prize sheet.
I was not told of a prize sheet.
I was debating whether or not to give you guys prizes for reading
like
on the show, but then I was like,
we're gladiators.
The prize is the glory.
He's like, they're here anyway.
And the hug that I'm going to give Kathy.
That's right. So, Kathy, thank you for that. 312-981-7200. Let's go to some of the texts. Okay, so 708 says, if I rise, I become one of the 1%. If I rise, become one of the 1%, then, or do I want me to fall? All right,
they're not wrong.
They're not.
That's not a vote, though, I would say.
It's more of a contemplative question for
that,
future
it had,
time.
It had a look of a sentence, and then I made the mistake of diving into that sentence.
I see.
All right, let's go keep going. 872 says rise. I liked rise. There you go.
You have one word answer.
Thank
224 says rise, wins hands up. because it can't be hands down.
Are we getting what they did there?
Yes,
I got it.
Sorry, Fall. You didn't cut the mustard this time, but happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Dang.
Oh, well, you know,
also,
I mean,
that's nice.
What is season's greeting? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know.
You didn't make it, but have a great day.
Hopefully, someone loves you.
773 says Fall. Corbett put such lovely pictures into my head. Saw blades and syphilis.
Oh,
nice. I'm telling you, it's also my next band.
Right.
Happy
there.
Valentine's Day indeed.
That's right.
8110 says texting from Texas.
Ooh.
Fall.
Awesome.
All the way from Texas.
Texas forever. Thank you.
847 says, rise up and cheer the fall.
Oh, the that's fall just wins. Mean.
And that's what it said. The fall wins hands down. And says, by the way, escalators and stairs don't always go up. That's from Sue. So.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what, Sue?
Thank you.
I don't know that.
Thank you, Sue.
Just dial neither do it stairs. Back a little bit, all right?
Sue is a regular listener.
It was an extended metaphor.
I think Sue,
you know, to be fair, though,
on the fact
in Sue's
that
defense,
an escalator can go either way.
In Sue's defense, she's not wrong.
She's not. And what if Josh actually didn't do his research and he didn't know that?
That's right, see?
I learned something today.
Learned something.
So. Thank
you.
I
should have vetted you more carefully.
706 says, Corbett rocked, fall. Harder than the Clash rocked the Casbah.
Whoa.
That is a bold claim.
That is a bold claim.
So it started. Also the worst one of their songs.
770 says rise. So rise is in. But then 269 says fall.
Oh,
so we're getting close here. 847 says Josh.
Hey, how are you? Oh, that's it.
That's his dad.
Oh, it's totally my thanks, Dad.
We're just trying to get your attention.
630 says rise was riveting, but I fell for fall.
Oh, I like that.
That
661 rise.
There's a couple of switcheroo votes.
Yeah. I get a lot of one word answers.
Yeah, you're a one word kind of guy.
I'm a one word guy.
773 says fall, powerfully fierce.
Oh, I'm getting that on a T-shirt.
Yep, I agree with that. Hashtag.
Thank you.
773 says fall. Swear word fall.
Didn't actually write out swear word. It was an actual swear word.
Okay. Was it a bunch of symbols?
No, it was not symbols.
Oh, all right.
219, saw blades and syphilis, dog, mouse, and lemon juice. Oh, yeah, fall it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 224 mm-hmm. says fall. The visceral descriptions convey a satisfying vision of karma served with a side of concrete. Yes.
Well, you know, that's pretty delicious.
That's what
delicious.
I was about.
These are really the best reviews I've ever had
right?
in my life.
Isn't it great?
Ever.
Yeah, when you guys do the show at the Hideout, all you get is a full audience clapping one way or the other.
Right.
You don't get the specific. That's where this could be. Yeah. An extension or a nice addition to the Right Club style.
So far, Zagorin, it seems like you're getting like live show people.
Right.
Who are just basically hollering.
Just screaming. Right. Which is what I do.
And Corbett is getting people
thoughtful
who are thinking for a minute.
Who are drinking tea and actually thinking about what they're saying.
That's and right. have unlimited texting.
That's right.
Exactly. 847 says fall, Corvette rocks. So she got the name wrong. But,
that's all right.
But they like cars.
I also
so
agree that Corvettes rock as well.
Corvettes do rock.
773 does the one word fall. So there you go.
Okay,
so.
Awesome. See, there's a holler. Holler.
That's
a word, right?
847.
I would argue that Corvette rocks is not a vote. I'm just putting that out there.
Okay, well, we'll take it off. We'll take it. 847.
That's just an observation.
No. That was just
an observation.
No.
847 says, falling has a better speaking voice, but both messages were lame.
Love the honesty.
You know,
you sounded real nice
that's
while you
fair.
Wasted
all right, here's
my
a
time.
Good one. Here's a good one. 312 says, Corbett won. She wrote more words, or at least read more per minute.
Right.
About a broad range of topics. Josh was good, but I felt like it was a motivational speaker/presidential candidate.
Not wrong.
Not wrong.
Just to clarify out there,
for Josh for president.
It's not based on word count.
It's not.
Okay? But if it was a contest of how many words you can cram into a minute.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. And that's a lot coming from you. But yeah, I usually win that contest.
All right. And most then, times. Okay. I vote for fall. I would have liked to have seen if. More innuendo for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, huh. I think that's just. I think that's an overall note to Right Club Radio. Yeah. I think they wanted more innuendo, guys.
Oh, more holiday appropriate.
Put it in our notes.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I have tallied.
Okay.
And we have. I'm a little bit off on the votes, but I don't think it matters at this point.
Oh no.
I'm not really counting.
Yeah,
but
it's
I
not promise. Close. The winner of our first Right Club Radio is Corbett Pasco for
Hey!
Go, Corvette.
Thank
good
you,
job.
Thank you.
Overwhelming.
You
Josh,
and
you did well.
The loving
well.
Cup of deathless glory.
Swear word glory.
Goes to Corvette Pass.
That is delightful.
I want to thank everybody who played tonight and call and text in and call in. And what I really want to say is that this was a success. The shows are on the third Tuesday of every month. You can see it in its original intent, which is live in front of an audience at the Hideout every third Tuesday of the month up at the Hideout on 1354 West Wabansia. But I think Right Club Radio was, I liked it. Do you guys like it?
Yeah, this is awesome.
I would listen to this.
I would.
I would text in.
I would totally text in.
If for no other reason to actually hear those specific feedback comments.
Absolutely. I'm just going to text in one word answers, though.
I think
I would,
may
I would
not
actually
pertain.
Drive to Texas.
Steak!
Text in Josh.
Right.
Even if I'm not on the show.
Except that Texas actually voted for me.
She voted. Yeah. She did.
But
yeah.
That's okay. You know, but that's fine. But
I do think
we've figured out a new wrinkle in Write Club where you can get very specific and really hear from your audience as opposed to just sort of group thought. So that's good.
Right. It's
all
not
right.
Just
so
yay or nay.
Corbett Pasco, Josh Zagorin, Lindsay Moscato, Ian Belknap, good to see you. And we will see Ian and Lindsay and two new writers next month here on Write Club Radio.
See you.
See you.